This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
I got Jeff Allen, the Kia man that'll make you happy, happy in your new ride from Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah. Jeff, what's the scoop?
The scoop is you got to get to Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah to get a 2021 Kia Forte for just $139 a month. Or how about a 2021 Kia Soul, $179 a month, and a 2021 Kia K5 built in America, $199 per month. All 36-month leases and only $3049 due at signing.
Plus the industry leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget West Memphis, Arkansas, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Zero security deposit, $650 acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte ME 358-110, MSRP 20,590, Soul M777-6411, MSRP 21960, K5 MG005197, MSRP 26170, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license, with approved credit, warranties, limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/21. Dealer stock only.
At Kroger, everything we sell is guaranteed fresher than fresh, because our associates constantly check to make sure everything is at the peak of freshness. That means peeking at the peaches, spying on the steaks, and delving deep into the dairy department. So everything we sell is guaranteed fresh, or we'll make it right. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the buy five or more, save $1 each sale. Just buy five or more participating items and save $1 each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hey, listeners, spring is here. Spring is here. It's that time of year. This is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control, once again trying to welcome you to exceptional service. If you give us a call, we can put our 20 years of experience to work for you to solve all these pest problems so they don't ruin your spring and summer. Give us a call at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com and find out why your friends and neighbors think we're a five-star company today.
Memphis is home of the Gary Parrish Show, weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station.
We're brothers, we're happy, and we're singing, and
it's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to fuck with one and stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail to mention? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table's turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. Who that? I got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
You are rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM ESPN. Hope everybody's having a good, a blessed Tuesday so far. Hoping it's going to remain that way. Hey, we got the news after the show. More fans going to be in FedEx Forum for tomorrow night's game against the San Antonio Spurs. It's a big one, and it's a good thing that you can get more guys and more fans in there. We expected as much, but it seems like they'll be doubling up, John, from 20% to about 40%. So what's that, roughly 7,000? If you should choose to go down and support your members' grizzlies tomorrow night, I know they would certainly welcome that. Plenty to talk to. I'm feeling a certain kind of way. I don't know about y'all. I don't know if BC's seen it. Might have to clue him in. Kwame Brown and Matt Barnes have a beef going on. And I guess that Matt Barnes side probably includes, that Matt Barnes side includes Steven Jackson, right? And includes Gilbert Arenas. But I'll tell you what, if Kwame Brown was a volcano, a dormant volcano, John, he has absolutely erupted. He is erupting on folks right now. And I tell you what, it's fun watching this thing erupt. But he may have gone too far. It's one of the things we'll get into today. Lot to touch on today, John. Those Eastern Conference playing games that we care so much about,
yep,
they're happening tonight as well.
Yes, Mount St. Helens is what it reminds me of. Remember that 1980? That volcano,
yes,
in Washington?
Or Vesuvius.
Yes. It might be more like Vesuvius, Pompeii. Everybody watch out, because Kwame Brown is on the loose.
He's spraying lava.
And
hot
he is
lava,
taking no prisoners.
Fire.
I mean, I got to tell you, 2021 has been a hell of a year. I mean, because we have rolled out in mass the COVID vaccine. We are able to do away with our masks. If we are vaccinated, we are able to resume normal life. Concerts are coming back. I believe Widespread Panic, who is coming to Memphis. Are they going to have the first full capacity concert since February 2020 in June?
Is that right?
And Kwame Brown is in the news.
He's resurfaced.
Kwame Brown has come out of nowhere.
I'm tired of y'all kicking rocks on his name.
Coming down like Sting, all right? And he is spraying shots all across the NBA. And it is, I mean, I got to tell you, he was a bust on the basketball court.
All right, Stephen A.
But he might be the GOAT of just straight cash money-ish talking. I'm just – I wish we could play it. We can't, because every other word is a profanity.
Unfortunately so.
But it is – we will talk about it. What the hell is going on with Kwame Brown, former Memphis Grizzly, all that and more on the show today. Here's what we've got coming up. At 11:25, Jessica Benson is going to join us.
She,
of course, is the host of Rise and Grind on Grind City Media. You can catch her on 92.9 FM ESPN pre- and post-game. We will talk to her about the Grizzlies, play-in game, all that. We may get her
frontal
thoughts.
Yeah, male frontal nudity. Been a lot of that going around lately with
Steph
Curry and her producer.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly
see
right.
If that's appropriate or not.
Yes, so all that and more with Jessica Benson at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Brian Scalabrine from Odyssey, NBA insider from Odyssey. He will join us. We'll talk to him about those playing games that you mentioned.
Once dunked on, who was it?
Chris something. No, Kurt Thomas.
It was Kurt Thomas.
Kurt Thomas. Yes. So we will get his thoughts on the Grizzlies as they are entering this playing game. Steph Curry's greatness, all that and more with Brian Scalabrine. We'll make sure that he's the giant interview because we know he appreciates that.
His Celtics also played tonight.
Yes, his Celtics is disappointing.
I don't. I would ask, should they be the favorites tonight?
Yeah,
I guess because what I suppose so. But
yes,
that's a Wizards team been playing well.
Yeah. So anyway, we will get into all of that with Brian Scalabrine at 1:25. So That is the show today. Obviously, any chance you get to talk about Kwame Brown, you got to be looking forward to it. We'll do that later. But we've been talking a little bit the last couple of weeks about the bridge.
Well, head rolled like you wanted.
It was inevitable, especially when it was confirmed that that crack had been there since 2019.
Does that fix it?
Does it fix it?
That a head roll?
But it could prevent the next issue. It could
prevent the next. How is that on one man?
Well,
the RDOT worker that is.
It's his job. It's his job.
Okay.
You know, if you see a crack or you should be seeing a crack, that should be reported. That's your job.
Yeah.
You know?
And that comes down to one man in one case getting lazy or whatever else it is. No one else in their department or should have any responsibility in terms of checking that guy or anything else.
Well,
and now we got to go back and check all the bridges,
yeah,
right, that he previously checked, make sure they're good. We only had one guy on this over in Arkansas?
No, I mean,
like,
I think that's fair. I think that's very fair.
No, they talked about they got to change up the processes. I just don't think firing one person fixes the situation.
Well,
you got to overhaul the process.
Well, it may not fix the whole situation, but you have to fire that guy. I'm sorry. When your main job and your only job is to make sure that the infrastructure is okay,
yep,
and you overlook the main thing that your job responsibility is, yes, I'm sorry, you have to go.
Yeah, I might go up.
Yeah, I mean, and maybe they do that as well. But I got my pound of flesh.
Yeah, set that to the side. You got your pound.
I got my pound of flesh. And in honor of this, you texted me this morning and you asked the question. Mm-hmm. This is we can't change. We can't go back to 2019.
No.
With our drone footage and change the crack, right?
There's a dude on the riverboat that proved it to us, right? That this thing just was on a riverboat trip.
Yes. We can't go back and change that. I mean, our transit is forever altered until we can figure this thing out. We can't go back and change it. But what if we could go back in time? Mm. What if we could?
Oh, I'd change so much.
What if we could go back in time?
I'd work a little harder and make varsity. And White Station.
Right.
There you go.
Now, you do know. I mean,
you would work a little harder to try to make JV.
I would have tried out. Yeah.
Here's the Back to the Future theme here.
I would have certainly tried out. I would have, you know, I said, you know what? F it. Yeah, you're not the most athletic guy in the world. You're not the tallest guy in the world, but you got a cannon, young man. You got an absolute cannon.
Maybe you should have gone harder in something like soccer.
Maybe so. Maybe I should have stuck to baseball, you know, kid pitch. Who knows? But what if we could go back in time and change something? Now, there's a butterfly effect to all of this, isn't there?
That's right. You have to be careful.
The consideration.
Because of us might not even be born. You know what I'm saying? Because you ruin some folks' existence. You go back and change too much.
Right. So that should be considered. But if you could go back in time in Memphis sports and change one thing, fix one problem, which, I mean, it's undisputed. That crack is a major problem.
Yes.
I mean, there are people can't go on the bridge right now. Trucks can't drive on the bridge.
We should have been on this much earlier.
Yeah. But if you could go back in time in Memphis sports history.
I like the setup here.
What would you change? What problem would you have fixed and maybe not allowed to manifest?
That's a great question.
The way that the bridge and the crack has. It's forever changed
us. Go back and fix it.
The crack has changed us.
Fix it, Jesus.
I have some submissions.
Oh, you already have.
I've already done my research.
I'm excited that you're this excited about it.
Can I give you my submissions?
Absolutely.
For consideration?
Please do.
First, Darius Washington.
Okay. Go right ahead. We're going to let you get your list out first before we criticize the hell out of it.
Second, Mariel Chalmers. Third, the 2012 end of the Big East. Those are my three submissions.
Okay, very interesting. I think the last one is certainly probably the most interesting because Memphis was joining a much different Big East than they ultimately ended up joining.
Now,
if
Darius had hit those free throws, Brad, how far were they going to go?
I don't know, but I do know you don't get this moment with one of our beloved Tigers.
That did happen.
And a fish song and his head on the floor.
Darius, I think, appreciates that.
See, I think
I'm thinking of Darius here.
Your rating level, I would put the Chalmers shot, which kind of goes along with what I think John is number one for most of us.
Yes.
It's from that game. And Brad, that Chalmers shot doesn't matter if Memphis makes more of those free throws down the stretch.
Good point.
If it's free throw shooting in Memphis sports history, period, that's going to cover you on a lot of things. Cover you on Darius Washington.
Ooh, that's a
but
good
more,
overall.
More importantly, it would cover you in that game, right? You're knocking down free throws. You're putting away Kansas. What else is there? What could you put above that? Because if you have that, you have a national title, right? You have what has eluded you
Correct.
Your exactly entire right. history as a program in Memphis Athletics.
The overarching free throw.
Let's be real. The only thing I would say, my only contention is we're fixing problems. Are we really, you know, a shot goes up, we can't really change the trajectory of the shot. Like, I feel like
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, with the
free throws is more the answer.
Yeah, and the championship game, I feel like it's more like Derrick Rose fouling. He was supposed to foul. He did not foul Mario Chalmers. Mm-hmm. Like, actually foul. You know what I mean?
But you're not in that position. You hit your free throw.
That's correct. That is correct. But, like, I mean, it's just, you know, a shot goes in, a shot doesn't. You know, can we change that? Do we have the power to change the shot?
But as you know, free throw shooting's always been a problem.
Yes,
something needs to be fixed with Memphis or not. So I think
they probably did not practice free throws. I mean, they felt like they were so awesome that they did not have to, practice free throws.
But we choked.
Maybe we could have.
Let's just be real. That's what we did. We choked down the stretch, unfortunately.
That's where
we don't like to use and apply to it, but that's what happened.
You can pick a million
Cal could have called timeout. I know we've been on that one.
Yes. Joey's last foul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that ticky-tack foul that he got called.
There's a lot to fix just with that game.
Oh, I mean, you could pick 5 trillion different things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, the Derrick Rose shot, right? It looked like a three-pointer, but it wasn't. It ended up being a two, the one he banked in. You know, absolutely.
People were calling. I didn't expect to take calls. Is that okay? Okay, people are into this. This is good. This is good because I was into it. I got a whole list.
Okay.
What else you got? That's our number one. You got that at the top of your list?
Hey, you guys continue. We'll have him.
No, the one that's at the top of the list is the Hashim Thabeet pick. That's the one that I would go back and change because it had. I mean, you felt the repercussions on Sunday of that draft because Steph Curry, who got drafted 5 picks later, gave you 46. I mean, you right after that, James Harden was selected. I mean, even if you would have drafted Tyreke Evans, it would have been better. I mean, you're talking about two Hall of Famers that were picked after the Hashim Thabeet pick. So, yes, if you could go back and change something.
Is that one or two? Because it's up there.
I mean, it's one or two.
Where does that you're right. It changes the whole trajectory.
If the Grizzlies have Steph Curry, I mean, we could be talking about an entire different deal right now. I mean, Steph Curry won 3 championships. I'm not saying he would have with the Grizzlies.
That's interesting because you still would have had to draft well around him. Does not win that on his own, even though he would have been magical. Would he have even stayed?
It's a great question.
Yeah, keep him in a small market, to your point.
Yeah, but now we're really going down the rabbit hole.
Well, I'm just saying.
That's fair.
You got a national championship.
It's fair.
What Steph would need to lead to, John, is a title.
But if you would have shown that you had the foresight to draft Steph.
These two have got to be on top. No, I'm with you there. I'm trying to say, is there a clear 1-2 there? I think free throws or whatever you want to fix in that game that leads to a victory is slight edge.
Yeah, because you're there.
It's right there. You got the trophy forever.
And you can pick.
You can't change that. There's banners coming down.
But maybe they get vacated. Maybe it does get vacated. Louisville got vacated.
Well, I've always said they wouldn't do it to you if you wanted, but they did do it to Louisville.
So, I mean, I think you have those caveats with both Hashim Thabeet and the championship game.
Still, though, that what Louisville got vacated for was real, okay? What we got vacated for was some absolute garbage. Clearinghouse had cleared Derrick Rose.
Yes, yes. We do have a submission here. Someone has called in. This is Tiger Steve. Tiger Steve, what do you got?
Afternoon, guys. Those are both good choices there, but I believe I do have them beat with two additional choices.
Interesting. What you got?
The NFL expansion where we could have gotten the Jaguars instead of Jacksonville. Obviously, Memphis landing an NFL franchise over the last 30 years would be larger than one championship in college sports.
It's true.
In 1972, we came within 2 votes of getting Memphis University into the SEC.
Wow. Wow. So I mean, you're going way back.
Well, that's what we needed.
Yeah, that's actually – those are really, really good submissions, Tiger Steve. Thanks for that. Thanks for the call. Look,
we needed that all-time approach to this.
Yeah, I mean
– interesting.
How different would it be?
I have stadium on here.
Yes.
Whatever time it was going to be for, NFL stadium, right? Because you are not getting it, no matter where you are. You're not getting it right without a new one. I mean, we've seen that over and over over and over again. And I just, where would we be? He's right. I mean, what the NFL does is dominant. It's the giant of sports.
It is,
and that would dwarf hell just having them.
In this case, it's not even a Super Bowl as far as I'm concerned, John.
It doesn't matter.
And maybe that's personal preference because I love the NFL that much, but you got that in
doesn't
town.
Matter. The Bengals suck.
Because it's number one. Let's
Bengals
be real.
The suck.
NFL's the daddy.
But, it's a multi-billion dollar.
I had NFL stadium on my list in terms of that's one of the things. Whenever it was that you're going to get them, Jacksonville, whatever else, Oilers, whatever else, give them a stadium at that point. Your inability to pull that together. And don't ask me how we would have got it done, paid for, but that's who gets these teams. And you want to buy, you want into the big boy NFL, you got a big boy spin.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
we did that with the Forum. You know, we decided we were going to be big boys.
Would the Grizzlies have come if you had an NFL team? You know, like that.
We have touched on this before, and I think both of us came to the agreement that as much as we love the Grizzlies and the opportunity to go to, my gosh, my kid loves going down there. You would take NFL's the daddy.
The economic impact is greater.
Yes.
More seats.
It's just true.
The tailgating, it just would be a better.
Grizzlies have given us some great moments.
It would be a more happening thing, for that area, yeah. Right? I mean, it just is.
And that is not to slight the Grizzlies whatsoever. That's how big the NFL is.
Yes, absolutely.
We all get that.
And then in terms of the other one that he mentioned, and I'll even throw the Big 12 in there, right? Like if you go back in 2016, the Big 12 expands.
If it was real Big 12.
Memphis getting into one of those leagues would be transformative.
But that ended when you tried to bring Tulane and ECU. That's when those boys said, no.
Yes.
No, this is not it. We're going to break off. And your Big 12 was dust.
Yes, sadly.
At that point, you tried to bring along too many folks.
But needless to say, there is no question that if Memphis was in the SEC, it would be a game changer. Neil, what you got?
All right, I'm going to go a different route here.
Good.
It's Grizzlies talk. Probably not the most important thing, but something to think about. How about when we got rid of Tayshaun and brought in Jeff Green? Don't you think that Tayshaun team could have gone a little bit further? That's all I got.
Neil, I know Tayshaun certainly appreciates that sentiment. I do not think it would have made much of a consequential difference.
I would say the Boston thing haunted us for a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, with the picks.
But I would have Chandler Parsons above that. And we've talked about where the beat thing goes. Yeah. That's right there at the top.
The beat, yeah. So
I'm with him. I get it to be a little bit lower on my list, but I like it.
What do we think is number one? What did you guys think?
Championship game.
One championship game.
And you can pick whatever you want to. If you want
everything
to
else falls below.
Free throw shoot. But I mean, again, I don't think it's including NFL because I had
NFL stadium lower on my list. Unless we're including that, I think it's got to be in consideration.
I think the top three is the Memphis Tiger championship game. I seem to beat number two, and then the NFL.
Okay.
I like it.
That's my top three in terms of if I could go back and I could change those things. And the only reason why I'm putting Hashim to beat over the NFL is because, the Grizzlies are real. They exist. Yeah. The Grizzlies made that pick. It's not sort of, imagining an NFL team in Memphis. If there was ever an NFL team in Memphis and it was like a real thing, maybe that would have been a little higher on the list. But
I got a couple more. They don't break into our top three, though, but I think they're worthy of consideration. Yeah. I wonder what you think. Josh's contract, right? The one that really cuffed you to him to a point where you were stuck. Let's be real. Georgia Tech swooped in here. He was going to be coming back because of how much money you owed him. And Tom Bowen had done it, and, there were investigations into all that conflict of interest, all that kind of thing. But you gave him everything to that point. And here's the case that I would make. Before it was over, it was already over, right? So if you had your way, and Memphis would have if it hadn't made such a foolish move at that point. And listen, we don't need to say how we feel about Josh here. This was a bad move on the university's part. If you had been able to move off of that earlier, let me tell you this. Tubby Smith ain't the next coach. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because Tubby further drained it, okay? Not so much because of his coaching, but more because of the bad fit it was. And Tom Bowen and those folks had their part in that. But you don't hit on Tubby after Josh then, because I'll tell you this, the search firm that spit out Tubby first, they wouldn't have had a Coach of the Year award coming out right there. The Sporting News had named him Coach of the Year that year, and that's why his name came up first with the search firm, okay? That doesn't happen if Josh is gone a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this isn't kick Josh, because those four straight NCAA tournaments are looking real tasty right now, I'll tell you that.
But it was
over before it actually was, and if you could have moved off, who knows at that point who you could have gone out and got, John. But I know this. Tubby Smith wouldn't have been that bad fit there, wouldn't have happened because, again, the search firm wouldn't have spit him out first.
Yeah. I think that's up there.
That's very good. And it's the
butterfly effect, of course.
Right, you're still feeling that.
You know,
you're still trying to come back from
if
that.
If not for Josh's contract, do you ever get to Penny? I mean, these are all sort of questions that are worth
You wouldn't get to Penny at that point.
That are worth asking.
But you're right. I don't know if you ever do.
One other one that I am going to bring up here that we have not mentioned, and it doesn't feel like the implications are super high today, but they very well could be, not playing James Wiseman. Knowing that, of course, he was ruled rightly or wrongly ineligible. This could be one we look back on and say.
When are you going to say your partner had that right instead of just looking, oh, well, if they would have just fought all the way?
Well, no, look, it was.
It should have always been about the future of the program, and it's bigger than James Wiseman.
Yeah.
That should have always been the bottom line, John. That it ain't worth it.
Yep.
Just like, what was it at the point, Ohio State with Chase? With Chase Young at the point, you just do what you're supposed to. And now you can go, well, they were going to treat Memphis a different way.
Which is true.
But that part is true. But give me a break. There's also a professional way to handle business, right? Not to mention, John, you keep the season out in front of James Wiseman, right? He doesn't get three games. It's in front of you. Maybe even further sways him to stay and play. But the point was, you were never going to get anywhere with that. And more importantly, you were never going to have James Wiseman for more than one season, right? And we're still wondering how hard the IARP is going to hit Memphis. So, some of us were telling you that back then.
It could jump up in the rankings, depending on what happens in the next 12 months, right?
It depends on how heavy they come down, yeah.
Yikes.
They better not come down with – anyway, we can get into that later.
Any Memphis City any big picture city things you wish you could change?
About this city?
Yeah.
Oh, give me a break. How much time you got?
I got 3 hours.
Well, we got Jessica Benson, so we'll have to hit that later.
All right, that's what we're going to do. We're going to get to Jessica Benson, of course. We'll ask her she hasn't been here for her entire life, but she certainly has a sense of the city. So what would be her answer? We'll get that from her and more on the other side. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN.
Get me back in time. 92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Start your engines, Mid-South, and get ready to ride in your new Mitsubishi from Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike. Who doesn't want 41 mpg highway today? We Gossett with 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, $14,647 or $179 a month. And take your pick with dynamic redesign in your 2022 Outlander or 2022 all-new Eclipse Cross, now $309 a month. All powered by a stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, test drive today and you'll receive a free gift card on us. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 500 military rebate, G4 stock number MHF-06296, MSRP 17735, Outlander NZ-08245, MSRP 27260, Cross NZ-04494, MSRP 27725, includes all rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable, Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
I need these boxes in bin 7. Oh, hello? Hi, I just wanted to call in and find out when next...
Whitney's warehouse foreman just retired, and the replacement needs to move to fulfillment.
Hold on. Guys, can we get the dock cleared now?
Indeed can help her hire the people she needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jessica Benson is the host of Rise and Grind. Catch it on YouTube, Grind City Media, also part of the Grizz Radio Network, pre- and post-game, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. She joins us now. Miss Benson, how you doing?
I'm good. I have, like, butterflies reunited with you guys.
Yes, it is certainly good to have you back on the show.
It's a pleasure.
We've been talking today in honor of the bridge. I know you're very familiar with the bridge. You've commuted quite a bit on that bridge. What do you ride bikes, run on that bridge? What's your choice of transportation?
I run. I do. I'll be honest. It's a walk run. It's like 7 miles round trip from my apartment. But I always get to the other side of the bridge. I look at the Coyote Ugly billboard on the other side, and I turn back and go the other direction.
Inspiring. So, has this impacted you? How has this impacted you?
I've got to be honest. I've been out of town, so I missed the entire bridge gate situation. So I have not yet trekked out that direction and been forced to be met with a gate. I assume, is there a gate on the bridge keeping people out?
I don't know either. I live in Germantown, man. I have no idea. I have no idea what they're doing with that bridge.
Cop cars and pylons.
Yeah, I'm sure they have something.
A little barricade for you.
So here's the question: in honor of this crack on this bridge that has just completely devastated our local economy, and we knew about it since 2019. Apparently, someone has been terminated from their job because it's been around since 2019. So the question is: if you could go back in time, we can't change the past. We can't fix that crack from 2019. But if you could go back in time in Memphis sports, what problem would you fix?
Ooh, what problem would we fix?
It could be anything. It could be anything.
First question, John.
I would say I haven't been here that long. I'm coming up on 5 years in Memphis. But from a selfish standpoint of a sports reporter, sports media member, I would have loved if the NFL could have worked here in Memphis.
Yes.
Because I think if Memphis had an NFL team and an NFL stadium, that just bolsters it one step further. I view Memphis as a killer sports city with a great college fan base, an NBA team, and the Grizzlies. You got a nice little AAA team. You throw the NFL in there, mm-hmm. and this is a destination sports city for a lot of people. I guess the other one would require a little mind control, but I really wish that Tiger Woods had played in the FedEx St. Jude
Invitational
last year.
Very
yeah.
nice of me.
Yeah, because it's like you sound resigned to the fact that he's just never going to play in the.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of am too. By the
I
way,
think we're
like
going in that direction.
Yeah. No, those are good. Those are good submissions.
I think they're outstanding, and I expected nothing less. Jessica, if the Grizzlies are to win on Wednesday, this is probably an easier one than the one John put on you. That was pretty heavy, considering you've been here 5 years. If they're to win Wednesday against San Antonio, what must happen?
John Morant's got to step up and be better than he was on Sunday, and he knows it. That's something that he spoke on after the game. You can't go 7-21 in a nationally televised game. That even though that game Sunday was to end the regular season, we talked about it extensively. It had major playoff vibes going into it. So now you get a play-in opportunity. He's got to be at his top level. I keep thinking back to the first game of the season when he went off for 44 points and he was like, yo, I'd be good scoring 10 points if it was a win because they lost that game. I want to see him score 44 points in a win, and I think that would be awesome.
Did you sense, too, John and I have talked about this, and I've heard it from many, that there was a lack of urge? Dylan certainly brought it and did basically from the first quarter to the fourth. But were you surprised, too? Did you sense, too, that there was sort of a, well, there'd still be basketball to be played rather than, you know, sort of the playoff atmosphere that Golden State had made and basically said they were treating it as?
Yeah, and without Dylan Brooks, I think, frankly, we're having a much different tone of a conversation this week because it was that spurt by Dylan Brooks that allowed the Grizzlies to eventually, you know, retake a small lead in the fourth quarter. And instead of talking about a 17-point deficit that could have very easily ballooned into a 30-point deficit the way Steph Curry was shooting, so instead we can commend the fight that we saw from the Grizzlies. And Elliot Perry mentioned it in the post-game show after the game, like, you're sad that the game ended in a loss, but you're proud because the Grizzlies showed a little spunk, a little bit of guts along the way. But yeah, coming out of halftime, it was not good. And it didn't look like a last game of the season with the 8 seed on the line kind of mentality. So you got to take that up a level. Hopefully getting some fans in there in FedEx Forum on Wednesday will help take it to the next level. And you got to come ready against, I don't like Greg Popovich having multiple days to game plan for a postseason like game.
Well, like that's the thing, right? Like the Spurs are, you know, this is not the dynasty that we got used to, right? This is not Tony Parker, Manu, and Tim Duncan. Clearly, this is a grade or two or three below that in terms of talent. But, I mean, we've all kind of, it just feels like, assumed we're going to be right back where we were on Sunday in a rematch for, you know, the rights to the real playoffs against the Warriors. But, like, how can you ever overlook, no matter how bad his roster might be, how can you ever overlook Greg Popovich?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you're more scared of Greg Popovich than you are
his
roster. And that should make you extra nervous because then you don't want to overlook guys like a DeMar DeRozan, who is going to be hungry to come out with a little bit of a vengeance after what Dylan Brooks did to him in those two games coming out of the COVID break for the Grizzlies when things went so right for this Grizzlies team. And I think it's hard, too, because you look back on the games that they've played this season thus far, and you can't really take a ton from them because both teams look entirely different than when they last played each other a couple months ago. So it's a new ball game, a new situation, and you can't get too excited about a potential rematch with the Warriors or the Lakers. Do you guys have a preference? Like, everyone keeps asking, that's the question. Who would you rather face on Friday if you get there?
Oh, yeah, I have a preference.
The answer is neither.
Well, the answer is the one without LeBron. I mean, that's my answer. Because, like, LeBron is not going to not win that game. Like, I could see a scenario. Because the Warriors roster, once you get past Steph Curry, like, look, it's just not very good. You know, so Steph went off, whatever. Maybe he doesn't have 46.
Not to mention, you saw, even playing a bad game, you had taken the lead there midway through late in the fourth quarter, like not even playing your best basketball. So I think it's an easy answer that you want Golden State there. Let me ask you this, Jess, talk about what we can take from things. How much can we take from what we've seen of Jaren Jackson this year, right? As small a sample size as we're all kind of going a little bit crazy yesterday just in terms of, well, what's Jaren going to be? And some folks were even packaging him up and trading him off. Now, that obviously extreme, but how much can we take from it? How much data was there on Jaren? Are there more questions surrounding Jaren now than there were even coming into this season? What do you think? Where are you at on Jaren right now?
Everyone, take that chill pill. Take it deep and understand that while we have all of the data points, I know Taylor Jenkins big on talking about accumulating those data points and all of the analytics that go along with it. This is a guy who, these last 11 games, you have seen flashes of what Jaren Jackson Jr. is. And I think he's operating on, you know, are we going to call it 50% capacity of what he could potentially be? I don't like to put specific numbers on it, but you see the athleticism, you see the versatility. I keep going back to that one play from the game on Sunday against the Warriors when he goes one-on-one with Steph Curry and strips them. And that was one of my favorite plays and highlights to look back on from that game. you know, he's looked stronger. I know the whole conversation was, did he grow this offseason? That's all positive defensively. You still have the switchable big who has the potential there. His block skills are super saucy. So you just got to take some time and allow this to play out, considering how appropriately cautious the team was in terms of getting him back on the court and then ultimately moving him back into that starting lineup. We haven't seen him even have the chance to operate in his usual role or his expected role all that much this season. Mm-hmm. So we'll continue to see. I would love if that was not the case, and it could have been a situation where he had more experience going into this postseason as a starter.
Sure.
But that's where we're at, so you got to ride the wave.
Very very West Coast. Your West Coast is showing here how mellow you are in regards to that answer. Just be patient, man. Be cool.
It's the right answer, frankly.
Yes.
What we all need is a chance.
We are, of course, talking to Jessica Benson, part of the Grizz Radio Network. Catch her on Rise and Grind on Grind City Media every single morning. We're going to have more fans. We are going to have more fans inside FedEx Forum. I believe that the number's around 7,000. How's that going to feel? How do you think that's going to sound? Do you think it's going to sound sort of like normal? What do you think?
I'm so excited just to have some energy in there, and it's been picking up throughout the season. We were talking about it earlier on Rise and Grind today. For some of the guys on this team, they don't know anything different than no fans. So 7,000 fans is going to feel like an immense uptick in energy and in just the overall mood sitting inside FedEx Forum. It bums me out because I think back, my first year in Memphis was the last year that the Grizzlies went to the playoffs, and I remember my first playoff game when they were hosting the Spurs, and you just walk in there and you're like, wow, like, this is what it's all about. I don't think it's going to feel quite to that level, but throw up some growl towels and it at least can help provide maybe a little more of a home court. I'll put advantage in quotes because home court advantage has been fluid this season.
So this is sort of a bigger picture question, Jessica, but you mentioned it, sort of your first year here. And I know you came up, you know, around college basketball. How many Final Fours in a row have you been to before the pandemic? What was your streak?
I went this year.
Wow. So you always find a way to the Final Four. And so
I did. This was my 20th. I'll put the bracket.
20 Final Fours.
So Jesus.
So, yeah. So you're a student of college basketball. You know the tradition, which is when you took the job in Memphis to come here, right? How did your sort of your knowledge of Memphis basketball and what it was, and we're talking about the college team, compare to what it's been since you've gotten here? Like, has it been like, damn, what happened to Memphis basketball? Like, how have you sort of reconciled what you thought you knew about Memphis basketball before coming here and what it's ultimately been since you got here?
Oh, yeah, Memphis basketball made me cry because I was a huge, weirdly, I went to USC, but I was a massive UCLA basketball fan growing up, and I was very upset when Memphis knocked out UCLA, and I look back on that, and it's just so funny how we've all come full circle to this point. But I always think of it as long as there's drama and storyline surrounding a team, there's interest. And so even though basketball dropped off when I got here, then you had the football team, you know, ultimately ending up getting to go to a Cotton Bowl along the way, and that was super dope to cover. But yeah, it was different. I bought into the Memphis college town excitement, and that hasn't failed because fans here are super passionate. I don't care if the team is struggling or succeeding or somewhere in between. People always care, and that goes for the Grizzlies too. So you kind of get that nice basketball bubble all around here.
You think they're positioned well to get, as Penny says it, over the hump here in year four of Penny and make the tournament again?
I hope so, Jason. Like to see this team. They better. And, you know, last year was progress, and the pieces are in place for them to hopefully take that next step forward and, for lack of a better term, continuing to trust the process and Penny Hardaway's impact on basketball and just the excitement of this team, period, and the relevance of this team, period, in the city again. So I'm choosing to believe. But I am tepid because I don't like to be hurt, and I've been hurt a couple times going all in on the excitement here.
Well, it's imperative. There are no excuses this year. I mean, it's time. It's time to be in the field of 68 for Penny. My question would be, though, you're a graduate of USC. I mean, what would be the football equivalent for Penny Hardaway at USC? I don't know if is Reggie Bush, like, is he allowed to come back? Like, I don't know what the status of that is. Like, who would be the Penny Hardaway of USC football? And keep in mind, like, you know, this is we're going into year four with Penny. You know, so would it, how would it be sort of handled differently? Who would be the Penny, though, of USC football?
I would say probably Reggie Bush is a good answer there. You also have a situation where you have Lynn Swann, who played and then goes on to be the athletic director. So in that capacity, you get it. But I think USC football prepared me for the roller coaster of Memphis basketball, funny enough, because here I decide to go to a school that has, you know, tremendous prominence and history and championships. And then I go Lane Kiffin's first year at USC. And everyone always said I got to be at USC for the worst 4 years in program history. And unfortunately, that trend has not exactly changed over the last couple of years either. But I understand that you can still bask in the glory of the past while trying to wade your way through the current situation.
Jessica, are you monitoring the savagery that is the Kwame Brown, Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson, Gilbert Arenas beef? And if you are, whose side are you on?
Dude, I tried to tap into this last night, and instead I ended up watching the worst movie on Netflix. I watched The Woman in the Window, and I should have just done the deep dive into this fight because I don't know enough to have a side. I just know Kwame Brown chose violence 2 days in a row. I'm probably, when I get off with you guys, going to go read about it, or you can tell me about it.
No, you just have to watch his response.
He's basically tired of being beat up, Jessica, and I kind of feel him on that. That's right. He's been the punchline for all of his life, and and people that don't even know that you're hurting him when you say, look how bad, you know, Kwame Brown is
former
a walking
Memphis Grizzly.
Former Memphis Grizzly. I mean, he's like a legend in terms of how much he sucked as the number one pick, and he erupted. I made the point kind of like a volcano on the guys that have been doing this for him for a while. And I just wonder if it's a lesson. And, man, we keep thinking, you know, you're bullying in this case. At some point, you're bound to blow up. And, yes, he blew up by going after Matt Barnes' family. He brought the kids into it. And that's probably where he crossed the line, right? Those guys were talking basketball. I don't know. You been in a personal beef like that with anybody, Jessica? Has it gotten that deep?
I mean, never that deep. I was just gonna, someone who doesn't have anything to lose, like, I don't know what Kwame Brown has to lose right now.
Zero,
but,
right.
Yeah,
zero.
Exactly. So don't come at someone who has nothing to lose because they will destroy your soul.
And that's what he's doing. There's no doubt. Hey, Jessica, this was awesome. Always appreciate
your
time.
Thank you so much
time.
For this, Jessica.
Thanks for hopping on the show.
Oh, thank you, guys. It was so good to talk with you guys.
Yep.
Pleasure
she
having
is
you.
Jessica Benson, catcher on Rise and Grind, Grizz Radio Network here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Yeah, we're going to dive into the Kwame Brown situation.
Straight savagery.
It really is. It's deserving of its own segment. Because I'm with you, man. I feel Kwame. This man has
don't
been,
act like you ain't called him sorry too.
Well,
like we've all done it.
He was.
He's the worst number one.
But that's okay.
No. Who was the Cavs guy? Oh shoot. Oh, the big man.
Anthony Bennett.
UNLV guy.
Anthony Bennett.
Yeah.
Is he
Anthony
worse
Bennett.
Than Anthony Bennett?
I think Kwame had a 1 year was an 11-7.
He did have
okay.
A 10.9.
But that was like his
Kwame.
Best.
Might be better.
Average 11-7 1 year. Now, he is garbage.
Yeah.
And that's what Gilbert Arenas was saying, that Mike ruined him, taking him
number
one.
No, you're right.
One,
Anthony Bennett only played friggin' 4 years.
But Anthony Bennett got to be in terms of luck. Kwame tired of y'all making him number one. He's tired of it. I wish we could play it for
Anthony
you.
Bennett is the worst number one pick of
Anthony's
all time.
Anthony's the worst.
100%.
Because he only lasted 4 years in the
terrible.
NBA before going
Kwame
to the G League.
Kwame got contracts.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
I mean, Kwame played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different NBA teams from 2001 to 2013.
I want to tell you that 11-7 was his best year.
Yeah, that was his third year in Washington.
Yeah.
He had 10.9, 7 points. That's not terrible. I mean, look, if Kwame Brown was a second-round pick,
listen,
we would never talk about him.
They talk about his small hands. That sound familiar?
Yeah, what you do with Musa.
Stop! That's why you put that on me?
That's what you do. You made fun of Musa's hands. So
how am I the only one? And nobody's called him a bust yet.
All I've done with Musa is say how much I support him and how much I'm rooting for that young man.
Who wrote the lyrics to the song, Lyric Man?
Justin Timberlake wrote the lyrics. Not us. We didn't really do anything. We ad-libbed a little bit. We did ad-lib.
Basically, John's done the same thing regarding Musa Cisse as people do with Kwame Brown all the time.
Oh, that's crazy talk. Not even close. I'm rooting for Musa Cisse. I think Musa Cisse is going to be a draft pick, and in fact, I heard that he's gotten a guarantee.
Come on.
Yeah, y'all tried to come at me over Boogie Ellis and R.J. Hampton. All R.J. Hampton did was win Rookie of the Month in May.
Bro, we know he's on your roster.
You with R.J. Giannotto one snitched on the thing, tried to end it all.
Yeah, I mean, y'all act like I can't see talent. I see talent. R.J. Hampton is going to be an awesome basketball
player.
He's
in the fold,
NBA.
Bro.
You know, he is absolutely.
Well, they got to get Markelle back and all that stuff. I don't know if it's the right fit. Yet.
I don't know what the future. I don't know if it's going to be in Orlando.
Right, it might not be
what.
In Orlando.
But we talked to Rod on Sunday. And Rod is sending a care package for baby Riley. We got a 3 to 6 month Orlando Magic care package coming in.
That's very nice. I love that family.
And we made a bet. How about this?
We did get a Paola memo today. Just reminder.
Oh, no worries. No, I'm not.
I don't know that John's read them lately.
This is
no,
all.
It just came through Corporate Odyssey. Just right. a little.
He's
heads
just
up
like, send whatever you got for Riley.
They don't,
however expensive.
They don't need me.
I think it implies to kissing butt on their players too.
No, I'm not kissing butt. I'm telling the truth.
RJ was player of the month.
Yeah, I mean that. You can't diminish that.
No, you can't take that away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, it gets even better and greater for him.
Did the Grizzlies have a Rookie of the Month in May?
There's your answer.
Yeah. So I will certainly just wait for that care package to come in.
Who are you with?
Bro, I'm with people.
Man was rooting for Steph. Came up here and talking about some bang bang.
You know, you're right.
And now it's do the Grizzlies have a rookie like RJ Hampton?
You know, John, you're right. They probably should have passed on Bane and went.
Because you're scaring us now.
No, my whole thing is y'all just attack me when I'm right on these players. Like, and y'all just do it whether I'm wrong or right. Y'all come at me regardless of whether I'm wrong or right on the player evaluation.
I've been with you on RJ. Who's been with you on RJ Hampton the whole time?
Yeah, so
who's been with you on RJ Hampton the whole time?
I hope you have. That's all I'm saying. But we have to give flowers where it's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie of the month.
I'm gonna need you to watch Lonzo get paid.
But anyway, thank you to Jessica Benson for coming on the show as always. All right, we will come back. We will get into the Kwame Brown situation a little bit later in the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. 92.9
ESPN from Odyssey.
Bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create the parlay of your dreams before the game starts. One Game Parlay is the fast and easy way to make your same game win, total, and prop picks. New to BetMGM? Sign up and be on the edge of your seat the entire game. You can make one-game parlay bets on upcoming MLS and NBA games with more sports coming soon. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in points for the star power forward. Log in today or download the BetMGM app to try one-game parlay. Turn game time into showtime at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Must be 21 years or older and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people, and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
For more than 15
15 years, Opox AC and Heating Services has been keeping the Mid-South
cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Opox is currently offering a furnace for half price with the purchase of a high-efficiency AC unit, a 10-year warranty on all parts and labor, and financing available as low as 0% for 3 years or 36 months. For fast and professional 24-hour heating and cooling services, count on Opox. Call 901-443-5153 or visit opox.com.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. The unicorn of cleaning.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Some news in the NBA as Phoenix Suns coach Monty Williams has been voted as the NBCA coach of the year. I think we probably expect the official award to follow suit, as the Phoenix Suns, of course, are the 2 seed in the West. They were 51-21, first Pacific Division title since 2007, fifth team in league history to improve their win total by 15 or more games in successive seasons. They improved by 17, to be exact, this year in a regular season that was shortened by 10 games. And as you know.
I like it.
As you know. Because this is one of the things that, you know.
Good. I'll just stop talking.
We all have to get better at is admitting when we are wrong.
Oh.
And I'll be honest. I have tweeted some things about Monty. Now, Monty has
You've
been through.
You've tweeted stuff?
Back in the day. You got to go back to
2016,
15, something like that. Yeah, 2015. They're not nice tweets, man. They're not nice tweets.
I don't think we should read them.
No, we can read them. April 23, 2015. Monty Williams sucks.
Oh, you like a straight hater like Gilbert and them.
What a choke job. Now, I believe
just like Steven Jackson.
This was their first round series, I want to say, against Golden State back in the day.
Wow.
Now, granted, that was 6 years
You've
ago.
You've always hated Monty.
We've all grown.
You've never believed in him.
No, I watched that game, and I think in that particular game, they blew like a 20-point lead at home in the playoffs. Like it was a very poor game for Monty Williams. However, that we are never the worst thing we've ever done, are we? And Monty Williams certainly deserves a lot of credit, a ton of credit, for the turnaround job that he has done. Now, they added Chris Paul, which is like a coach on the floor.
That sounded almost like a butt.
Well, I mean, you have to be fair. I mean, they did add. He didn't take the same roster from last year.
I think that's fair.
I mean, Chris Paul is a guy who is going to improve your situation by, you know, look at Oklahoma City last year. Look, I mean, that's what he does.
If I was making a case between him and Tibbs, and I was trying to say, yes, okay, my vote's for Tibbs, I would bring up that Chris Paul point.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Like you put him on a team, you put him on OKC.
Yes.
That team's automatically better. It's like having a coach on the floor. He's
yes.
that kind of veteran. So much so that I think he should be in the top five-ish, in terms of MVP voting. I think he made that much of a difference. Now, the thing is, get back on Monty's side. This started in the bubble last year. Started before Chris Paul.
Yep.
All right, they started to believe, their young players started to believe this was possible, right? Turned to the corner a little bit in the bubble. What was it? It was undefeated, wasn't it? Didn't they run it? Pretty sure they ran it down the bubble last
year. They did.
Remember, that was out without Chris Paul. Now, You throw on Chris Paul, it's the polish you need. That's what sends you up to where they're at right now as a number two seed. I don't think you can go wrong here on either pick. I still would not be surprised because New York's had a similar turnaround in terms of where they're there, where they are now with Tibbs. But I love it for Monty. You know, he dude's been through a lot.
Yes, he has.
Obviously with the family, losing
his
wife. My gosh.
Yep.
And so to still, right, have your purpose set, to still be, you know, great at your job through all of that, I can't do nothing but applaud him, man. I hope he gets it. I hope he gets it. But either way, I don't think you lose with him or Tibbs.
It's
been worthy with that turnaround they've had.
They're one of only four teams in the NBA to be ranked in the top 10 in defense and offense. They're 6th and 7th respectively.
Four teams you said have done that?
Okay. Yeah.
One of only four.
That's
a lot to me. That says a lot to me.
Yeah.
Other thing about it, though, them folks could be out.
They could. That's okay.
I mean, your boy is coming. Let's just be real. They're going to get the 7 seed. Like,
yes.
They're not losing to Golden State.
Yes.
So your boy LeBron, who you know, you should rightfully fear at this time of year. We all should.
Yes.
You telling me? I mean, aren't you taking the 7 seed in that series?
Yes. I'm taking LeBron against everybody in the West.
Should they take care of business against Golden State? Right.
Yes.
So we're gonna see how, you know, how much of a difference Chris Paul going to make against, you know, one of the other all-time greats, if not the GOAT, right behind Michael Jordan. GOAT. All right, we're going to see it early on. So I would pick the Lakers in that series as much as I'd love what Phoenix has done. Aiden ain't ready for that kind of party yet. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Chris is. Devin Booker is.
Yep.
But Aiden's not ready for that kind of party.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be a different level
of intensity.
You know, it is going to be a different level of intensity for LeBron and that team when they get in the playoffs.
And
like
I've heard I don't know right now. I mean, we find out in the break where Phoenix is on capacity and crowd.
Yeah.
But my guess is it won't, you know, it's not going to be enough to where it's this huge home court advantage. And even if you did have that place full, you know, who's not going to be intimidated are the defending champs.
Yep.
LeBron and AD coming in there. The only thing that you, for the Lakers, I think, is the thing you have to worry about is
17% is what it sounds like right now.
I mean, it's going to be next to nothing up in there. Kind of like what the Lakers have played against all year. The only thing is LeBron and that ankle, foot, whatever it is that's,